62 through 64. God's throne established on authority. The acts of God issue from His throne, and His throne is established on His authority. All things are created through God's authority, and all physical laws of the universe are maintained by His authority. Hence the Bible expresses it as upholding all things by the word of His power, which means upholding all things by the word of the power of His authority. For God's authority represents God Himself, whereas His power stands only for His act. Sin against power is more easily forgiven than sin against authority, because the latter is a sin against God Himself. God alone is authority in all things. All authorities of the earth are instituted by God. Authority is a tremendous thing in the universe. Nothing overshadows it. It is therefore imperative for us who desire to serve God to know the authority of God. The origin of Satan. The archangel turned into Satan when he overreached God's authority, competed with God, and thus became an adversary of God. Rebellion was the cause of Satan's fall. Both Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15, and Ezekiel 28, verses 13 through 17, speak of the rise and fall of Satan. The first passage, though, lays stress on how Satan violated God's authority, while the second passage emphasizes his trespassing against God's holiness. To offend God's authority is a rebellion far more serious than that of offending God's holiness. Since it is a matter of conduct, sinning is more easily forgiven than rebellion, the latter being a matter of principle. Satan's intent of setting his throne above the throne of God was the thing which violated God's authority. It was the principle of self-exaltation. The act of sinning was not the cause of Satan's fall. That act was but the product of his rebellion against authority. It was rebellion which God condemned. In serving God, we must not violate authorities, because to do so is a principle of Satan. How can we preach Christ according to Satan's principle? Yet it is possible in our work to stand with Christ in doctrine while at the same time stand with Satan in principle. How very wicked for us to assume that we are doing the work of the Lord. Please take note that Satan is not afraid of our preaching the word of Christ, yet how very much he is in fear of our being subject to the authority of Christ. Never should we who serve God serve according to the principle of Satan. Whenever the principle according to Christ is operating, that of Satan fades away. Satan is still a usurper today. He will be cast down at the time of the end of the book of Revelation. If we would truly serve God, we must be completely purified from the principle of Satan. In the prayer which our Lord teaches His church, the word, "and bring us not into temptation," points to Satan's work, whereas the word, "but deliver us from the evil one," refers directly to Satan himself. Immediately after these words, the Lord makes a most significant declaration, "For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Matthew 6, verse 13. All kingdom, authority, and glory belong to God and to God alone. What sets us totally free from Satan is the seeing of this most precious truth, that the kingdom is God's. Since the whole universe is under the dominion of God, we have to subject ourselves to His authority. Let no one steal God's glory. Satan showed all the kingdoms of the earth to the Lord, but the Lord answered that the kingdom of the heavens is God's. We must see who it is who has the authority. We preach the gospel in order to bring men into God's authority. But how can we establish God's authority on earth if we ourselves have not met authority? How can we possibly deal with Satan? Authority, the controversy of the universe. The controversy of the universe is centered on who shall have the authority, and our conflict with Satan is the direct result of our attributing authority to God. To maintain God's authority, we must be subject to it with all our hearts. It is absolutely necessary for us to meet God's authority and to possess a basic knowledge of what it is. Before he knew authority, Paul tried to wipe out the church. After he had met the Lord on the Damascus Road, he saw that it was hard for the feet, human power, to kick against the goads, God's authority. He immediately fell to the ground and acknowledged Jesus as Lord. After that,